This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, walhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah, wa ba'd. Today, the 4th of Ramadan, we are in the 4th juz of the Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al Imran, wa'tasimu bihablillahi jami'an wa la tafarraqu. واذكروا نعمة الله عليكم إذ كنتم أعداء فألف بين قلوبكم فأصبحتم بنعمته إخوانا وكنتم على شفا حفرة من النار فأنقذكم منها كذلك يبين الله لكم آياته لعلكم تهتدون. الله سبحانه وتعالى said, which means, and hold fast all of you together to the rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the Quran, which is Islam, and do not be divided amongst yourselves. Allah did not say la tafarraqu. Allah did not say la takhtalifu. Allah did not say do not have a difference of opinion. Allah said don't divide, don't form sects and groups, and do not be divided among yourselves. And remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's favor on you, for you were enemies one to another, but he joined your hearts together so that by his grace you became brethren in Islam, and you were on the brink of a pit of fire and he saved you from it. Thus, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes his ayat, his revelations, clear to you so that you may be guided. I remind myself and you today, this is the biggest cancer of this ummah. Our racism, internal, our racism, our hatred for each other, our asabiyat, our fractioning and fractionating between people, the sects and the divisions we have created between each other. I remind myself and I warn myself and I warn you, stay away from anyone who speaks the language of division, and go to people who are bridge builders, who are peacemakers. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas تأمرون بالمعروف وتنحون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله ولو آمن أهل الكتاب لكان خير لهم منهم مؤمنون وأكثرهم فاسقون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and you Muslims are the best of people ever raised up for the benefit of mankind. This is the purpose of our existence, to do good for everybody. You enjoin al-ma'ruf. Al-ma'ruf is all that Islam has ordained, all that Islam has permitted. And you forbid al-munkar, that is all that Islam has forbidden, and you believe in Allah. And had the people of the scripture believed, it would have been better for them. Among them, there are some who have faith, but most of them are fasiqoon. I remind myself and you, the purpose of these ayat is not for us to sit in judgment on anybody else. It is to say that what is the fisq? What is the rebelliousness and disobedience of the people of the book and other people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned? And then look and see whether it is in ourselves. Today we Muslims, we deal in interest. We drink alcohol. We eat food which is non-zabiha, which is haram. We earn from sources which are haram. We buy and sell things which are haram. We buy and sell lotteries and gambling things, and we buy and sell cigarettes and all kinds of, you know, haram things. And then we consider that, and then we want to look down upon other people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned specifically those people, the reason why they are in trouble is because of their actions. I remind myself and you that on the day of judgment, when we stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask us, what did we do with our time? What did we do with our money? How did we earn it? Where did we spend it? What did we do with our youth? And what did we do with the knowledge that we had? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us knowledge so that we can live by it, and then we can communicate that knowledge with integrity and honesty to other people. Not hide things because we are looking to people for benefit. Not show people loopholes of getting out of obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah have mercy on us. Today we are, in many ways, we are just like the people who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warned us about being like those people. But we have not heeded the warnings. We have become like those people. Let us change ourselves before the day comes and we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَصَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ نَبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ وَعَلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ اجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا رَحْمَ اللَّهُ.